Well, hello.
Hello, Ned.
We're back for episode 21.
Is it? No, that's not true.
It's 22?
Yeah, because the last one was the blackjack.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Okay,
blackjack's 21.
Of course I'm going to fucking underdo it. Yep. So this is potentially our last podcast brought to you live from a roof deck on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. I guess they're all technically recorded live, but...
This is my humble abode.
We're in person for the first time in 6 months, 7 months, something like that.
Since the Super Bowl, I believe, from last year.
I thought we did one after that.
Yeah, we might have.
Okay.
The beeping.
I mean, the Ben Myers of the world might know that answer better than us. Or the Brian Dix, or the Mike from the Bars, and the other people who are listening.
All the super fans.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is all perfect until, like, a fly just started to attack me, like, right now.
This is live. It's live radio.
Yeah, that's...
Well, not when people are listening.
That's true.
Anyway, so, yeah, it's Sunday, July...
9th.
9th? Yeah. And it could be the last episode because, as we talked about, Ned is moving to Nicaragua.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the going-away party. Up here on this deck, which is lovely, by the way. I love what you've done here.
It's not bad. Yeah, that's city.
That's great. It's very, for those of you who can't see this right now, it's a very American theme to it, which I'm assuming has something to do with July 4th.
Yeah. We had a July 4th party. So there's some, you know, flags and whatnot up, but yeah.
It's nice.
It's very pleasant up here, I have to say.
Yeah, so my favorite part about this episode is going to be the amount of external noise, which is going to drive you fucking nuts.
Yeah.
When you ever get around to editing it.
But let's see. So far, it's been quiet. Because everyone in New York leaves the city. They go to the Hamptons, we went to the North Fork last week, that was great.
Yeah, we're on the roof of a six-story building, so I feel like we're also...
Where do people in L.A. go? Because their summer's not a thing in L.A., it's always nice there. So there's not really, like, you know, you have Catalina, you have San Diego, you have Santa Barbara, but, like, people don't really, I guess the kids are out of school. Like, where would somebody go on a weekend? Or do people have summer houses in L.A.? There's no point.
I don't, but people go to Lake Arrowhead, Big Bear, Idlewild, Catalina.
Interesting.
You know, Palm Springs. Palm Springs is big. It's weirdly incredibly hot, but people still go there in the summer. I couldn't tell you why.
It's just a different culture.
Yeah.
And the Hamptons is not exactly great anymore anyway, but...
It's also like, LA, what are you escaping from? It's not like it's shitty and hot and gross. It's, you know, 72 and sunny pretty much all the time, so... I don't know.
Anyway.
But
still, I'm saying it's summer. It's always summer there, or spring. But still, summer, the kids are out, so, like,
summer.
They go to a summer house or something. I don't know, Big Bear.
I don't know. I don't have kids out there or really anywhere.
Where do you have kids these days? You're going to have kids in Nicaragua within the next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Use protection when you're there, by the way.
Okay, I will. I will remember that, because that's not something that has occurred to me. We just had a lovely dinner at Maison Pickle.
Pickles. Yeah.
A lovely little New York restaurant. Perhaps they'll listen to this podcast and get you like a free French Dip of the Month Club membership.
Well, if people in New York know the place, Jacob's Pickles, Maison Pickle. It's for the Upper West Side, is like the coolest place ever, but, it doesn't compare to a downtown joint. But anyway, it was pretty good.
It was nice, a little heavy. But man, that bread, I'll tell you what was that called?
Yeah,
bubble bread?
The bread was great.
It's like some kind of like, maybe like challah loaf covered in, dripping in butter.
I'm assuming they make it, but for anyone listening, it's sort of like...
It's not challah,
it's not challah, it's like those, it's almost like Hawaiian.
Yeah, oh it is, it's Hawaiian, yeah. Hawaiian rolls out.
But do you think they just bought it?
No, I think they make the dough and they put the 8 balls basically together and then they cook it, is my guess.
That was pretty good.
That was delicious. It's the best Hawaiian bread I've ever had.
It's New York. I mean, that's actually not a bad deal for $8, $6.
Yeah, if you just want to eat straight bread. For those of you with the gluten intolerances out there, sucks for you. Can't do it.
Anyway, it was good. So yeah, Ned's in town.
We got to see Mike Pack.
Yep.
Longtime listener, first time caller.
Old college buddy as well.
Yeah.
We played golf today.
Who's a better golfer?
Me.
By how much?
Like 3 strokes, not much.
Okay. So what? Can you explain a handicap or a scratch to me? Like, what's a scratch golfer? They hit 72 on a par 72.
Exactly. Looks like you don't need any explaining.
It's just a guess. And a handicap is you generally, like if you have a handicap of 3.
A handicap is basically like you're handicapping it, which I guess that's not a good description, but it's basically like...
I would say you were handicapped.
It's basically to say that I think it was created so that people that have different levels can play together. So
okay.
If you're a scratch golfer, you're 72, and I'm a handicap, which I'm like a 20-something. That means that I'll shoot on a 72, I'll shoot a 92. But we can still play together because you're giving me strokes because it's,
okay, that
it's
sounds worse
worked.
Than it is right there. but okay, so basically I'm giving you 20 strokes. 20 strokes, so that effectively we'd be even. That sounds good.
Okay, let's just say, yeah, we don't have to talk about strokes, but basically, I think, let's say I'm an 18 handicap. That's perfect, because there's 18 holes.
Because you need 18 strokes.
There's 18 holes in golf. So okay. If you're a scratch and I'm an 18, you would give me
one stroke
every hole, and we could play.
Still sounds bad.
And I don't know why I would not want to play with me if I were you, so... That doesn't really make sense, but it's basically like a way for people to gauge where you're at. Like, if you're scratch and I'm a 6, we don't want to play with a 20.
Okay.
Like, that doesn't make sense. So I think it's more like if you don't know someone, you could be like, I'm a 4, you're an 8, he's a 6, fine. I don't want to play with a 20 because it's going to take forever.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a way to, like, you know, gauge people on a, from like, scratch a 0, and then you can kind of see.
As opposed to by height?
Yeah.
How do you measure yourself against other golfers? By height.
My strokes.
It's a Caddyshack reference. Anyway, okay, great.
Anyway,
so
yeah, we
you guys
golf.
Play together.
I'm a little bit better or whatever. Pack won a little bit of money off me. It's fun.
So he won money off you even though you're a better golfer. So he's a better hustler.
No, because we do all these different bets and...
What were some of the bets?
Like, if you hit it on the green from the fairway, that's a greenie. If you hit a putt, your one putt, like, on the green, one putt, that's extra money.
So you never birdie, is what you're saying?
Nobody ever. Yeah, I don't. I mean, me and Pack both don't birdie. But the point is like, so because he thinks I'm a little bit better, which, whatever, he, on two holes, he gets, if I get the same score as him on two holes... He wins.
Okay.
On two holes we pick.
Okay.
So after all, everything, I hit some stuff, whatever, I owed him $10. I mean, there's a lot going on. But...
Great.
This is all getting cut in.
Should also know that this is the first time we've done a drinking podcast in months.
Yeah.
I mean, at least 6 months, right?
I mean, I've pretty much been drinking every podcast. Not together.
Well, you're 3 hours later, so that's a little more justifiable. But
yeah. We had your drive for February, January.
Yeah, to the January thing. That was fun. I feel like that was the most informative of the podcast. Just from a perspective.
What do you think, since we're closing shop, what do you think our best podcast was? Also, there's a chance that this is just sort of like...
I think we're probably a little... I don't know how to be...
We're sort of like the Rolling Stones in like 1998. It's like...
So we're getting back
together.
This is
the last tour.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens when we get down to Nicaragua and see if we can, you know, make it viable. But in theory, it is.
Well, they have the internet and they have phones, so I feel like...
I didn't think planes could get that close to Manhattan anymore.
Well, they all do, because it's the Hudson.
Oh, and that's just in case they have to ditch... I feel like Sully kind of set every other pilot up. It's like, well, I did it. You know?
Can I,
you guys better
I,
not
I actually
that
watched
up.
That movie.
How was
What's
it?
What's your opinion?
I haven't seen it.
Horrible.
Oh, really? Tom Hanks has been phoning it in for a fucking decade. And I like Tom Hanks,
I was
but
a little disappointed because
was
it's
it him
Tom Hanks.
Who's the director? Is it Mackus?
It's Clint Eastwood. It is, honestly,
Clint Eastwood's like 104 right now, though.
I'm just saying, so. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It was almost unwatchable. And I don't think I've heard anyone say it. I think everyone doesn't want to say anything bad about Tom Hanks.
They don't.
Or Clint Eastwood. But probably you not. Need to watch this movie and let me know. It's so bad. It was just so, like, hokey and boring and plotting. It was just a bad movie.
Okay.
And everyone was like, I remember when it came out. I think it's got a good score in Rotten Tomatoes. It's not good.
I thought about watching it on the flight, but that just felt like bad juju right there. But I'll take a look. I mean, I got a couple of flights coming up, and that's...
You don't like most movies, so I'm assuming you'll hate this one. Although I think it sucks, so you'll...
I just saw Wonder Woman.
You'll be like, I thought it was very well done. It was tremendous filmmaking.
I guarantee I'm not going to like it, but I saw Wonder Woman.
Yeah?
I thought that was very good.
I haven't heard one person say I didn't like it.
No, it's well done. The thing is, the DC universe is such a fucking dumpster fire that... It's actually a decent movie, which makes it, like, one of the best movies of all time in that world. But Gal Gadot is just, like, a great... She's very good-looking, but she's also really, really good in her role. And
she's Israeli.
She is?
Maybe / Jewish.
That's...
Score one for the tribe.
Okay. Are there a lot of Israelis who are not Jewish? We talked about this before, right?
Just because you're Israeli doesn't mean you're Jewish.
Right.
And if you're Jewish, doesn't mean you're Israeli.
Well, you're not Israeli, but you're Jewish.
That's true.
Yeah. As far as
I'm just saying, people that are mostly, yes, I think most Israelis are Jewish just because of,
because it's a Jewish country.
Yeah, but like,
right?
So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have a good analogy to
this. Would be like people from Connecticut being WASPs.
Some people just are Israelis because they live in Israel. That doesn't necessarily... Okay. Jewish is a religion. So like, we live in, America, which is Christian, but people have different religions.
Okay,
it's on a smaller scale.
But yeah, I mean, yeah.
What about her? She was great?
No, she was fantastic, and Chris Pine is... He's good. He doesn't have a great reputation as a person, but I thought he did some of his best acting in that, and I think their rapport was...
What's his reputation?
He's kind of known as being a bit of a dick. I have some friends who are friends with him, and I've just heard some, club stories.
I feel like you can say that about every actor.
No. It's the actors you never hear about that are great. The more you hear about an actor, usually the worse they are, basically.
Okay.
That's a pretty hard and fast rule, but, So what I'm told is there's a scene in there where he and Diana are... basically getting to know each other on a boat. Diana's Gal Gadot's character. Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's name is Diana?
Yeah.
That's such a weird name for Wonder Woman.
Well, it was, created a long time ago, so that was more popular. But but their riffing back and forth was all ad-libbed, and it's great, and it's really good. Apparently she's pretty good at ad-libbing, and he's great. Just the way they kind of, developed the characters on their own was better than most of the writing. It had some issues, but for the most part, I thought it was a lot of fun.
Now, the DC whatever is totally different than the Marvel?
Yes.
So who's even in the DC canon? Like, what is... Who's...
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, The Flash, and Cyborg.
That's very sad.
Justice League.
Yeah, so that was big for them.
Oh, it's huge for him, and Zack Snyder just departed. Very sadly, his daughter died. So he departed the Justice League. I don't know who's taking over the reins, but I generally think that's a pretty good thing for
who?
Zack Snyder, who did Batman v Superman.
Director.
Yeah. And he directed Man of Steel. And
I thought Batman Superman was a disaster.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But he's been helming, or basically running, the DC universe for years now, and generally has not been considered to be doing a very good job. I don't know.
Well, but I'm saying, compared to Marvel, it's like they're kind of a joke. I mean, they have Batman and Superman, that's it. And now Wonder Woman is huge, but...
Yeah, I mean, Batman was the biggest franchise up through the Nolan movies. So they were doing pretty fine. It's just Superman was a again, another dumpster fire. And
why can't they make? I feel like Superman is literally like the easiest movie to make. Like, no movie is easy. But the point is that when you have people that have such an affinity for a character, why can't they make a good Superman? They also have the Hulk, I think.
No, Hulk is Marvel. It's part of the Avengers.
I'm saying just make a basic movie with Superman and it'll do well. But they keep doing this weird, I don't know, background stuff. Trying to make it too complicated.
If you look in the modern world, Superman is a difficult character because he's effectively...
Let's not overthink this. He's Superman.
That's literally what people
He's like
do,
the best right? superhero of any.
Right. So the only way to kill him is with kryptonite.
Yeah.
And then, so you have one weakness. So you should probably keep an eye out for that, I think. And then the only way to do it is to bring kryptonite, so it's a little stale. So every single time, it's got to be kryptonite. It's got to be a saber of kryptonite or a rock of kryptonite that dulls his powers.
There's a way to... What I'm saying is...
I still like the, you know, the... what the hell was his name? The actor from the 80s who did Superman.
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, Christopher Reeve. I thought he was a...
Damn good Superman.
Damn good Superman.
I'm just saying.
Here's a question for you. Favorite James Bond?
Batman doesn't have anything that keeps him from getting. Like, that's your main thing is like.
He's got $1 billion and a lot of armor.
What I'm saying is that, so. I mean, Superman has one. I mean, that's what's keeping you from. Really, it's stale. He's going to win either way. Superman's not going to die.
No, but Batman has a more, like, he can die a lot of ways, so it's you're more worried about it. If kryptonite is not on the scene, Superman's not going to die. So there's no stakes, really. Yeah. The stakes are important.
Stakes are low. There are a lot of planes going and helicopters.
Hey, this is your idea. But, okay, so favorite James Bond. Now about it.
I'm not a big James... I mean... I like James Bond, but I haven't watched, like...
The recent ones?
The old ones.
Oh, okay.
Like Sean Connery, whatever. Favorite James Bond? I mean, I have seen one or two Sean Connery. I guess he's a classic. Mm-hmm. I think Pierce Brosnan was pretty good, but...
Wow.
It's hard for me to say.
Major not going for Timothy Dalton here. I gotta tell you, I'm going...
And I'm not gonna say Daniel Craig just because he's the last one.
I don't love Daniel Craig, is it? My favorite, because the one I grew up with, and he recently passed away, but was Roger Moore. And yeah. I loved him because he was the only one who could pull off the fucking campiness that really is inherent in the character.
It was
a different time, but you know.
Who do you think should be the next James Bond?
I'd love to see.
I heard Daniel Craig is maybe going to do it again.
He might do another
one. Even though he was like, fuck this. Which is so ungrateful, by the way, like... If you don't want to do it, that's fine. But he said something like, if I have to do it again, I'll shoot my eyes out. Just like, you could just leave gracefully.
He was trying to be...
No, he thinks he's like a real... He wants to be like a real actor taken seriously, which is fine. But you decided to do it. You made a shit ton of money. Don't shit on the franchise.
Well,
nobody's
version of Bond has ever been more serious. Than his.
No,
you know, it's not
fine.
Roger Moore.
What I'm saying is
that. So
it's like I'm just saying, don't. You made a ton of money, did whatever. If you don't want to do it again, don't do it again. But don't shit on the franchise. Don't look at it as like it's too commercial. That's not who I am. Like you did it.
Well, I totally
You've
done agree. A few. And that's like the death knell to a lot of actors' careers when they pull shit like that off.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I would say Hiddleston was gonna be good until.
No,
he
not
fucked up with that. Well, because he was really good in that The Night Manager was so good.
Oh, God, I haven't seen
it. It was
that.
Very Bond-like.
A lot of people have talked about that. I need
it's
to see it.
It's a great show.
I like Idris Elba. I really would like him in that role.
Oh, my God. Are we going to get into this?
What?
Can Bond be black?
Why can a Bond not be black? Oh, well, then could a Bond be female, I guess is what we're running down to it. That would be tougher from a woman.
I have no problem...
Standpoint.
Race, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
The point is that, and some people say that, yes, he's British.
Yes.
Or he's a white British guy. That's the character. It's like, can Sherlock Holmes be black? I'm not saying whatever. Nobody wants to talk about this, but like, certain characters are the characters. That's it. Can Superman be black? Like, at some point, we all have to face the fact that, like, he is a British white whatever who likes martinis, and maybe he can't be a different race. Like, that's who he is.
I don't know.
Is that
I'll
racist?
I think it's a complex issue in some sense. But like,
he's a great actor too, and he does have a British accent.
There's been a lot of whitewashing of certain characters in these films, like Doctor Strange. His mentor in that was supposed to be Asian, or like Scarlett Johansson being Ghost in the Shell, you know, and that was an Asian character, and how would she play it? So I feel like if you can go that way, then why couldn't you go the other? I do see what you're saying, that these are based on books that didn't have, like, manga is one thing, because manga looks a certain way and should look a certain way, but books are interpretable. But if he is white and British, but I don't remember if they really specify. Sherlock Holmes, I'm pretty sure, specified as Caucasian, but I don't know if James Bond ever, maybe they never felt the need to. If I feel like there's more leeway with that particular character than there is with Sherlock Holmes.
Well, anyway, I don't think it'd be bad. It's a whole other issue. I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
But it's just a thing of, like, some characters are who they are. Like, and that's it. It's not bad. It's not racist. It's not this. Mm-hmm. It's not that. James Bond shouldn't be a woman, and he shouldn't, I don't know if he should be a black guy, whatever.
Ever tell you I went to a wedding in British Columbia many years back, maybe 8 to 10 years ago. 10 years ago. And it was this, it was a friend of my girlfriend's at the time, and she was marrying a guy named Jamie Bond. And it was on the bank. The guy's name was Jamie Bond. And it was on the bank of a river. And we're all sitting here waiting for the ceremony to start. And you look upstream, and this guy is rolling down an inner tube in a full dry suit, and gets to where the location is, hops out, takes off the dry suit, he's got a full tux on underneath, and, you know, hops out, puts on shoes, and walks up to the podium, and then the bride comes out. I was like, your name's Jamie Bond, I get that, that's great.
Yeah, that's a nice touch.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. Nice wedding, good people. I remember. But
is he good looking?
I think so. I don't remember specifically, yeah, but he wasn't unattractive.
You don't have to commit. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I think.
Like, if he was, like, 200-something pounds, no, and overweight,
he,
like,
people,
Jamie,
he,
there's Jamie
guy
Fung,
weighed less than I did, so, yeah, he's a smart guy.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
But anyway, who else besides Idris Elba, I think, would be great, despite what I just said. Well, Hiddleston is great, I'm telling you, but also, what about Charlie Hunnam? Was that his name?
No, God, I think he's a terrible actor. And to be fair, I haven't watched Sons of Anarchy. But
I haven't either, but
he's awful in fucking the kaiju and the large machine robot kaiju battle thing.
No idea.
You have not seen this movie with Charlie Hunnam and Idris Elba, ironically. And
what about Brody from Homeland?
No,
he's got a great British accent.
Dude,
but
you're telling me that James Bond can't be black, but he can be ginger? No way.
He could be a ginger.
Gingers can't pull that much tail.
Well, he could probably get his hair dyed.
No, I do. I think he's a great actor, but no, just he doesn't feel right to me. I think it's a personality, and I feel like Idris Elba has the. Weirdly, somebody said he was too street to play James Bond. I can't remember who it was, but. I don't really feel that way. I think he has a sensibility, and he's a pretty good actor.
I don't think it matters because Daniel Craig's going to, I think, do it again.
Well, not forever. Somebody's going to have to take over.
But then also, it's also the fact that it's still relevant is funny. And then the third thing would be whoever they pick usually is fine. Like, everyone, Daniel Craig, they said, oh, he's blonde. It's going to be, you know, whatever. And he was one of the best blondes. You know?
And you're too fucking blonde.
No, but, like, and even Pierce Brosnan is so weird now, but he was good. I mean, probably not some of the best movies, but serviceable.
His were okay. I went back and recently rewatched some of them. Actually, most of them are pretty awful. The one with the villain being a media mogul conglomerate was just fucking terrible.
I remember that. But the movies are, like, now, like, a spectacle where I think the character and the movie is bigger than the character. I think most actors can play that role.
I don't know. I mean, we'll find out. We had the same thing with Da Vinci Code and putting Tom Hanks in there. Like, he wasn't the right person for it, but nobody else was. It was tough, and I wouldn't take a risk. I thought Daniel Craig would have been great at that role, actually.
You were working at...
Imagine, yeah.
For Tom Hanks?
No, I was working for Da Vinci, for the producer.
He was a terrible choice. He was too old.
Yeah. No, I don't think he was too old. I mean, his...
With the girl, there was no sexual...
Chemistry whatsoever.
Were they supposed to be?
They were supposed to be, and on set...
But I think the director was
behind
like...
Behind the scenes,
no, but he was like more like literally like a dad. He was a dad. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
He wasn't the right...
No, but they had absolutely no chemistry. They didn't hang out together. They just like... Audrey wasn't into anything about it, really. But,
Let me ask you this. We've talked about films and like how... So, like, it's a crapshoot. Every movie, for the most part, you don't know what's going to do well. There's no real system, right? I always wonder, like, because you know, and you've dealt with, like, you could have a great script, great actors, terrible director, movie sucks.
Yes.
You could have a great, you know, whatever, all these missing pieces. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they don't maybe try to redo things that didn't work with a totally different actor, director. They only redo... good movies from 30 years ago. Why not look at things and be like, this movie had such potential, but the director was a cokehead and just fucking ruined it. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's good material out there, and you're just like, if you have a bad director, it's not going to work. If you have a bad screenplay, it's not going to work at all.
Well, yeah. So that's always been my thing. It's like, why the fuck are we remaking classics when we can take movies that were shit and make better versions of them?
This is my idea. Think about this.
Okay.
You have a screenplay, two different, the same screenplay.
Two different directors, but more
of a basic idea. Nothing complicated.
This is, I think you're about to say what would have been my class if I ever teach at a film school, is what my syllabus would be, basically, which is you take one script with two different directors and two different crews and be like, go do it, and come back and be like, what was different and why?
Exactly. Thank you.
That's filmmaking. But the thing is, it's also... What's important about that and great about that is if you have 10 people in the class, let's say, two people are going to direct, two people are going to produce, two people are going to edit, and everyone else does a bunch of other things. But then you get to see, like, whose choice, like, the producer did what, the director did what, the editor did what, because editors have a huge role in how the film actually comes out, especially if the director...
Right.
You know, and I've seen great directors and bad directors, and I know precisely what the difference between
them
is.
Right, but I also, I think people are always, because I worked in production, people are always interested, like, what do you do? You know, like, what does a producer do? What does a director do? You can't explain it. It's, like, intangible, but you know, when you see it on the screen, you know when a movie's been well-directed. Like, you know when the director is on top of his shit.
Well, sometimes, I mean, it does kind of depend, because the well-directed movie might not be because of the director. It might be a director who has no real vision or anything else, but the producer pushes that person, or the cinematographer steps in and is like, this is a better angle than you guys are looking for, and they're like, and it's collaborative, and that's why filmmaking is such a great...
My point is, for me, let's say you take a script that's an hour long.
Yeah.
I would enjoy watching 2 hours of content. The first hour is a movie.
Okay.
Off of that screenplay by whoever. And then the second hour is the same exact material. It'll be a completely different movie.
Yeah.
And you have the same sets. You could say, you guys are 6 hours here, then the other crew comes in.
Yeah, totally.
I'm just saying.
I was saying you would do it for a short. You get like a 10-minute short, 10 pages, go out. And that's the thing. It's like, you guys, okay, you're going to take the next week. This is your thesis. This is the last thing you're going to do. You take 7 days.
Saying this thesis. Were you going to teach a course at USC?
I thought if I was going to teach a course, that would be what I would do. Just in case this happens to be our last podcast, what are the things you'd want to cover? In a perfect world of podcasting, we'll take your calls now.
Since we might not speak again, I want to talk about the 5 things that I hate about you, Ned.
Great. Let's do it.
Number one.
No. Okay. No, it's this.
No. I'm going to miss you, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you.
No, I'll
miss you
too.
We can still do it, though. It's like...
We can try.
I've spoken to some friends about it, and, like, our friend Ben Meyer, another Penn friend, was like, you're not going to like the moon or like Mars. You're going to Nicaragua, which is still a country.
It is.
You have Wi-Fi. True. Why couldn't we do it?
I can probably do it.
You don't have the time.
No, I can have the time. I can make the time.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
It's not like you're editing this stuff.
Oh, God. and
we but have, like, you have Skype?
We will.
And you have recording.
Be able to use Skype, yeah.
Material.
And we'll only be an hour apart as opposed to 3 hours.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah.
So this might not be the last episode.
Perhaps not. But for the drama. Yeah, let's.
You never know. Yeah. Sort of like
the drama.
Not on the same level, but Daniel Day-Lewis retired recently, and I feel like
this
hasn't really gone viral, but I feel like it's sort of freaking people out.
Him going retiring?
Him retiring is sort of like us retiring.
Yeah, but Anthony Hopkins retired. He came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're retiring like the Rolling Stones. As you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
For enough money, again, we'll come back.
When I think us, I think Rollings. Yep, there you go. How the fuck are you street racing in New York? How is that even possible?
Also, like, anyone that drives a motorcycle, mm-hmm. if you want to crash, whatever, that's your fucking problem. Like,
are you thinking about the motorcycle?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not even legal. Why are you allowed to just drive around and make noise?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Well, this is actually a pretty good segue into the things that we hate.
Okay.
This is the Strom special.
I hate people that drive motorcycles.
We have to discuss the parameters of the things that we hate element. Is that you say the people you hate, why you hate them, and then we say, fuck you, about those people.
Fuck.
Like, people who drive motorcycles, especially the really noisy ones, fuck you.
I don't recall. This was talking to me.
Yeah, we I said this was our segment that
we're
going
to do.
This is what we're going to do? Like, you
and our saying is going to be, fuck you together?
Yeah, no, fuck you to those people.
Okay.
All right. We probably should have clarified that pre-podcast, but yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Mine. Pilots who talk too much on flights, especially like the long pauses, like, we're at 38,000 feet. You should be cruising for a while. Maybe might have a little chop in about an hour or so. And I'm like, buddy, people are trying to watch movies right now, and you're interrupting the podcast.
Chop, chop.
Fuck that guy. Fuck you.
Fuck
yes.
You.
Fuck you.
Fuck that guy.
That's nice.
So they need some work.
All
right. I didn't really prepare for this.
I know. Well, we were supposed
to. But I will, from my gym experience, I'll say the guy and girl talking on your cell phone at the gym.
Right.
What is so important? Who is this loser on the other end of the phone?
Yeah.
Can't this wait? You don't look like you were a high flying executive.
Yeah.
Because you're dressed like trash.
Mm-hmm.
Go home, feed your cats, and call your great aunt later. Stop ruining my workout. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Okay.
This is sort of like, really?
Yeah, really. This is our really. I just have one. I forgot it. It was, people who don't say thank you when you hold the door open for them.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Okay.
You know what I do?
What's that?
Let's say I'm opening it, and I can tell the person I'm going to say thank you. You should say thank you. Should say thank you.
How do you know they're not going to say thank you?
Sometimes you have a feeling.
Okay.
So I can tell.
What if you're wrong?
Take that chance.
Okay.
I'm saying you should say thank you before you even get through.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say thank you once you get through. You say when someone's holding the door, you say thank you before you go.
You start the
so
thing.
If they don't say anything, yeah. I can tell they're not even going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just let the door go. Now the door is your problem.
Not now my you have door, to, not my problem.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I know you're not going to say thank you, and guess what? Now you have to hold the door. I'm not your doorman.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's okay. Crazy. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I mean, a lot of things bother me, but at the moment, I don't really.
I don't know.
Wasn't really prepared.
People who get off, or people who try to get on the subway or an elevator.
People who get off. Everyone tries to
get off. Fuck you. No, people who try to get on the subway or an elevator without letting people out first.
Yep.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Fuck
no,
you.
Not cool.
that happens a lot also. My gym, seriously, there's a lot of fuck you people there.
You should switch gyms.
I can't. See, it's the most convenient.
Okay.
But, yes, like, are you raising a barn? I want, you know what I want to do? Which I don't do.
Raising a barn, ship the
trailer. There's only two floors.
Yeah.
But if I was, if it was, it happened on an office building, I would press every button and then walk out.
You would do this to what?
If someone walks in the elevator before you get out.
Oh.
I would get out, but I would touch every, like a 5-year-old kid.
I swear to God.
I would touch them all and be like, now you're fucked. Fuck
it. I have to rewrite number 4 because it was people who get in the elevator and let their kids touch all the buttons. Fuck you.
Yeah. I haven't been in that many elevators.
But you as a grown man, grown in quotation marks, doing that would be pretty funny. Because people would be like, what the fuck?
No, if you're going to walk in and be rude, I'll be rude back.
I think that's amazing.
This is fun. This is cathartic. I wish I had made a list.
I told you to make a list. I was like, this is the same. I didn't make a list either. I planned on it.
You know, we don't do lists.
No, we don't. You guys are going to find this weird, but we do not do a lot of preparatory work. Preparatory?
Yeah.
Preparatory?
And now we'll do even less.
Well, I think we'll need less work because it'll be more interesting.
This is true.
If it works. We'll see. People who don't pick up after their dog. Hardcore fuck you.
Well, there's a special
place in hell for you people. Right. We've talked about a lot of these.
Who doesn't say who?
I wish we had a
phone line because I want to know the person that defends not picking up their poop. Of their dog.
I think the only thing could be a fertilizer issue, and frankly, the city of New York doesn't need the help.
No, they're assholes.
Yeah, they're assholes.
They're what we call assholes.
Yeah.
Maybe once in a while somebody forgets a bag.
How do you pronounce that? Is it assholes? Is it a... It's a soft egg.
they're assholes.
No,
I think that, honestly, you should get a ticket that's, like, crazy. But the problem is you can't catch people with this.
You'd have to see it happen.
Do you ever catch them? But if you did catch someone,
you want to
not picking up after the dog.
Oh my God, you should do a citizen's arrest.
I want it to be $3,000 for the first fine. They go into a database. They do it again.
There's no way that's going
to
happen.
They do it again, their dog gets taken away.
When are you running for, by the way, New Jersey's going to need a new governor pretty soon.
Yeah.
Set up residence, you just need to be there 3 months beforehand.
Did you know what he just did?
Yeah, the beach thing or what?
Yeah, what is his problem?
He's a fat scumbag asshole. Hey. Chris Christie, fuck you.
Yes,
that's what we're
really. But he was on such a high. He was like on his way up, and now he's like, he's not going to be able to do anything.
Yeah, I was just.
But also, that is so tone deaf. And I'm not big on. You know, I understand if you're right, whatever, fine. You don't care about optics. But when all the beaches are closed in the state because of government,
because you
is that really the time to go out there and be like. It's my house. I can go.
I'm a fat slob, and here are my balls. My favorite thing is somebody took a picture of that and then pixelated in his crotch area, which is pretty great. Unnecessary pixelation is some of the funniest stuff you can do these days.
There's also some good like memes or whatever it is where they put him like seated in all these places, like I don't know, like on Neil Armstrong's like jumping on the moon and. And his chair is right. And he's like looking at him like.
I haven't seen that.
That stuff. Are those memes or are those called something
that's
else?
That's a meme, yes. That's a meme. No, I haven't seen that one.
Just, you know, it's literally anything just put in the same exact things.
Yeah, the Chrissy
thing.
It's
so funny.
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway, what else?
Oh, my favorite meme that came out of this was Footsteps. You remember that poem? Where it's like, throughout your life there were two pairs of footsteps along the beach. And I noticed at a certain point there were only one. And it was like, Jesus, why did you disappear when I was at... This is how Footsteps goes, this poem. And why'd you disappear at the hardest part of my life? And Jesus said, I didn't disappear. That was the point at which I was carrying you. And the meme is, instead of that part, it says, like, I didn't disappear. That was the part where only Chris Christie was allowed on the beach. Yeah, that was great.
I don't know that poem, but it sounds lovely.
No, it's more of a Christian thing.
Like
we try to shield most of the stuff
not
from the
Langston
Jews.
Hughes or something. Okay.
Not Langston Hughes, no. I don't know who it was.
Who else? Anyone else? Or people
we hate? Yeah, there are a lot of them. I'm sure they're out there. I get so... Now that I'm, like, moving, I'm, like, I'm so happy to... People who use their horn when they don't need to be using their fucking horn.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this goes along with the automotive category, but
I think they're all the same people. Like, the person that's beeping for no reason also is not picking up after their dog.
They don't know where their turn signal is.
This is like the lowest form of a person.
Yeah. This is the paramecium of people.
What about people that are fucking, obviously, but texting on your phones when you're driving?
Yeah.
And you know you're behind somebody because they can't be this bad of a driver. Like, they're sort of, they're going, they're not going, they're whatever. And then you go around them and they're on their fucking, they're texting while they're driving. These are two separate activities.
Oh, I got another one. Yes, I agree.
Super dangerous.
Fuck you guys. People who play music out of boomboxes as they're walking or biking because they've apparently never heard of headphones.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. You're right.
Or driving in their car, blasting music so fucking loud that everyone within a 6-mile vicinity has to hear it. Seriously, fuck those guys. I had this one night, I was staying at a friend's place in New York years ago, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm having the weirdest dream in the world because I hear this music, and this, I'm like at this party, and everything's going crazy, and I'm like getting out of my sleep, and I'm like, what the fuck? Because the music's not going away, and I'm on a 6th floor apartment, and the entire apartment is just blasting music. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I go to the window, I look out, and there's this dude with like little Kings things in the back of his car, blasting music 6 feet up. Everyone in every apartment is woken up at 6 in the morning because this asshole was fucking blasting music.
For what? Is he partying?
No, he's standing in his car with his arms crossed.
He just wanted
blasting like Latin music.
For what reason?
I have no fucking idea. I was gonna start getting eggs and throwing them at the car.
He must have like had an ex-girlfriend or something.
Maybe. I don't know. But
this goes to also the kids and the dogs. It's like, you like your music.
Right.
I don't necessarily want to hear your music.
No, of course
not. This is what headphones
are. Yeah, anyone who takes up public space and forces their shit, that's audio rape right there.
It is audio.
I don't want to hear that shit, man. Especially, that was a total disaster. I was looking across the way at people, and everyone's licking their hands up, like, what the fuck is going on with this guy?
Would it have mattered if it was, like more of like a, you know, like Elton John or something?
No, it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I really didn't want to get woken up.
No, but it's like reggaeton or whatever. That's a little bit aggressive. What if it was a little Van Morrison?
Oh, man, if it was some Bob Marley, I'd be a little better off. I'd be out there dancing.
No. Hey, I like reggaeton as much as the next white Jewish guy.
It wasn't reggaeton.
But
it was
reggaeton
like,
is...
It was Latin dance mix.
When you said Latin, I think reggaeton, but...
No, that's not... Latin, like, Latin America, like...
Reggaeton is Latin, isn't it?
I thought that's Caribbean.
I can't explain it.
Okay.
Can you? But I know it when I hear it.
Can you frame by frame it?
I know it when I hear it.
Okay.
No, but I'm just saying that music is aggressive.
That was kind of shit. 6 o'clock in the morning.
Reggaeton.
Might have been 5:30.
That's reggaeton.
Really fucking early. And it was Saturday. Right. Saturday morning.
That's rude.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. Fuck you, that guy.
Seriously, fuck that guy.
He might be listening.
Other things that pissed me off. I don't know.
I guess we are.
Maitre d's with attitude.
Hostess. There's no maitre d's anymore either.
Fuck it up. Okay, hostess is less maitre d's.
There's just bitchy hostesses now.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a maitre d' who was like, hello, sir?
It happens all the time.
Let me grab your top hat. I'll bring your escargot right over, Nedmund.
You know I don't wear a top hat anymore. That was a phase.
Not during the summer.
That's too hot.
How about... I was gonna say the Kardashians, just fuck them.
Oh, fuck you, yeah. Fuck pretty much everybody on that, or
on
reality
on
TV.
On Bravo.
Fuck you.
Or on E, yeah.
Yeah, your girlfriend is watching Real Housewives of New York right now.
No, she's not.
We had a very minor conversation about it, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She said she
apparently Bethany is back.
You said she doesn't.
I asked her if it was a new episode, and she said yes. And I said, what's Bethany doing there?
I'm going to call and ask. She said that she never watches that.
Wait, Leah, can put her on speaker, because then we can get our first live guest. Leah, you're coming in at minute 56.
Hello?
Hi. Ned told me that you're watching Real Housewives of New York. You said you never watched that show. Care to comment?
I'm watching it.
Leah, longtime listener, first time caller. Do you have any questions for the podcast while we're at it?
Hello. It's an honor to be on.
Why did you lie about watching that? You obviously are not watching your first episode.
I'm pretty sure I told you I don't watch the other one, so I've always been honest about watching New York.
Oh.
My home city.
This is the good one?
It's your mistake, yep.
Okay. So no Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No. Okay. That was unacceptable.
Fair enough.
All right. All right, well, bring us some skinny margaritas when you get a chance, okay?
Do you have any... Oh, wait, no, it's Skinny Gal margaritas. Maybe we can get them to sponsor us at this point.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so any questions for the podcast before we log off for the not last time?
No, you know, I'm sad to see it go. It's been real.
You do have a pretty good lifeline to one of the primaries, so I guess any questions can be handled offline. Yeah. We get that.
All right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Keep not watching the shows that you're say you're not watching.
All right, I will.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I'm not sure.
I think our first and only caller was great right there. I like it.
Sounds very professional.
You know, I did.
Really good material.
I had a video, basically the same thing as this, where Judd and I had a video show called Drunk with Judd and Ned. And our rule was if anyone called us during the show, we'd have to take them as a caller on speaker, regardless of who it was. And what we would do every night is we would sit there and we'd drink a different alcohol to the point of getting shit-faced. And we'd see how long it would take. And we'd be like, tonight, we're doing domestic light beer.
Like drug in history?
Brought to us, I don't know. We only did like 3 episodes because it was pretty tough.
That's kind of fun.
It was pretty fun. And we can always...
It's a podcast? Or what was that?
No, it was a video guy. We put it on Vimeo.
Interesting.
We never really put it out there, I don't think. But, it was called Drunk with Judd and Ned. And we did a tequila episode. We never got to whiskey. Our first episode, his roommate came by and we were just shit-faced. We were doing Hour of Power. And
Power.
He came by and was jumped in as a
Power
guest.
Hour.
Power Hour.
Is it Hour Power?
Oh, yeah.
You dyslexic?
More so as I get older. it was Century Club. We were doing...
Yeah.
But then I created Dalmatian Club, which is 101. that was good stuff.
I would like to do that. We were too old for that, but...
We're getting there.
Those were some of our biggest, in college, getting fucked up. But it doesn't make any sense. Because when you think about it, you're like, this is nothing.
What? The number?
A Century Club.
Century Club is
so what?
10 beers.
I know.
Or
but
eight
I'm
beers.
Saying, when you're doing it...
Yeah.
A shot an hour or a minute, you're like, I'm not gonna get fucked up. Remember the first like 20, you're like,
8 beers
this
an
is
hour
not
and
work.
40
this
minutes.
Is not gonna do anything. And then slowly it just devolves into like a fucking shit show.
Oh yeah, that timer goes off real fucking fast when you're sitting there doing it.
Yeah.
I remember like 20 shots in, you start being like, whoa, we got the next one, fuck.
And maybe when you're, we could do another podcast. We'll do a power hour.
We got time right now. Let's go get some Miller Lights.
Not today.
Put an hour in.
Not today.
Not today.
Should we end this soon?
Yeah. Alright, so this is a good last live in person. Less call-ins than I anticipated, but we got that one in, so that's good.
It was a good talk, Ned.
Yeah.
Sorry to say goodbye. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Yeah.
As
boys to men, wise men.
Nothing good to know happened. You, Ned. Yeah. Be safe.
I'll try. Always a pleasure.
Shaking hands.
Oh, physical shake, handshake afterwards.
Yeah.
All right, thanks everybody for listening, and we will see you next time.